Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Have you heard about the great news at GoBob Pipe? GoBob, you know, famous for cattle feeders, panels, trailers, fences, and a whole lot more. GoBob is giving away a weekly prize to members of the GoBob Preferred Club. Over $25,000 in GoBob products are given away every year. And there's a lucky winner every week. Just go to GoBobPipe.com, become a member of the GoBob Preferred Club. You'll get advance notice of sales. You'll get announcements of members-only discounts. You'll get advance notice of the newest products. And many times, you can save thousands of dollars on brand-new GoBob products. Here's all you have to do. Go to GoBobPipe.com. Click on the Preferred Club sign, then fill out the form, and you're in. You, too, can become a GoBob Preferred Club member and get in on all the savings and the winnings. $25,000 in GoBob products are given away every year. Don't miss next week's drawing. Sign up today. GoBobPipe.com.
Well, we saw strong moves in feeder cattle and several live cattle futures markets today, which have helped to sustain support seen late last week. Trade volume, though, remained light to moderate at best, but the ability to bring additional traders to the market going into what's expected to be a very sluggish week in front of Christmas may spark some additional gains. Firm gains seen in most nearby live cattle futures, although the overall market remained mixed as seen through most of the morning. The back-and-forth shifts through live cattle trade caused for a lack of direction, but strong triple-digit support seen Friday has helped to develop some additional technical support in nearby contracts. The ability, though, to draw active buyer interest back into the market may be limited by overall trade interest over the next couple of days. The upcoming cattle on feed report coming this Friday could cause increased volatility in the market. In feeder cattle, gains firmed up by midday despite the choppy back-and-forth shifts seen earlier in the session. Traders, though, held nearby contracts 50 to 70 cents per hundredweight higher as the focus on the ability to spark additional cash cattle support through the end of the year has helped to bring some of that momentum back into the feeder cattle complex. January contracts, though, moved above $130 per hundredweight for the first time since the end of August. Follow-through support may continue to be seen through the first half of the week. Corn and soybean futures moved down from their overnight highs and were lower early today, while wheat tried holding on to minor gains as the holiday week gets underway. Corn futures were lower as March futures moved under the 20 and 50-day moving averages overnight. Soybeans were lower following declines in Malaysia's palm oil and European rapeseed. Meanwhile, wheat prices were firm with European markets only showing thin gains. Frigid weather, though, in the plains this past weekend were a concern for wheat not covered by snow. Milder weather, though, is expected to slowly arrive this week. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.